Many in the Western world treasure their fundamental freedoms. But even then, we sometimes envy those who are rich and who enjoy certain privileges that we don't. The wealthy may own not only a glorious mansion, but are privileged to travel on their own luxury yacht or personal airplane. But is wealth the secret to happiness and success? Those who are familiar with the Holy Bible and with the God of the Bible enjoy a privilege far beyond those who pursue riches, fame, and power. What is that special privilege that God has made available to you? The privilege and freedom to talk to the ruler of the universe. Your Bible reveals the keys to answered prayer. You can have that powerful privilege revealed in your Bible. And yes, it is powerful. Your Bible teaches us the keys to answered prayer. In fact, we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet titled 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. These are keys unknown to carnal seekers of power, possession, and pleasure. The God of heaven is offering you an awesome benefit and blessings. You need to know how you can have those blessings free of charge through the powerful privilege of prayer. Stay tuned. Greetings to all our friends around the world. We all have needs. Much of the world suffers from poverty, wars, and conflicts. Millions lack potable water and sanitary conditions. Here in the Western world, we experience a higher standard of living than so-called least developed countries, those who, by the United Nations definition, have per capita gross national income less than $1,025 per year. Very few of us experience that kind of poverty. But we do experience the stress of terrorism, school shootings, crime, and violence. You may have special financial needs, medical treatment, and professional needs. Where can you go to get help? What is the greatest resource available to you? My friends, there is a resource more powerful than you can imagine, and it's promised to you in this book, the Holy Bible. Let's just look at one powerful promise. It's found in the book of Philippians. If you have a Bible, turn to Philippians 4, verse 19. If you don't own a Bible, you need to obtain one. We recommend the New King James Version. Notice here God's promise in Philippians 4, verse 19. The Apostle Paul was commending the Philippians for their attitude of generosity and noting that they would reap the blessings. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We all need God's grace and mercy. God's grace means his favor toward you and unmerited or unearned forgiveness. Think of the great opportunity and privilege God is giving you. In the world, politicians and businessmen cultivate professional contacts and seek favor from those in a more powerful office or position. Those in government, legal profession, finance, international trade, business, Wall Street, and other positions of power often exercise influence to further their agendas. A power broker is defined as a person who deliberately affects the distribution of political or economic power by exerting influence or by intrigue. Do you need a power broker to help you advance in life? Who will be able to help you the most? Who will be able to guide you toward true success and true happiness? My friends, there is no higher position than God's throne in heaven. And you have the privilege of praying to your Father in heaven. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God in heaven promises you his personal love, grace, and mercy. Take the challenge to get down on your knees and pray to your Father in heaven, and you will gain benefits far above what you can imagine. Is that statement just hyperbole or exaggeration? Look at one of the most powerful promises in the Bible, Ephesians, the third chapter. It's a promise I've claimed many times with wonderful results. Ephesians 3, verse 20. The Apostle Paul plainly states that God can and will accomplish extraordinary blessings for us if we come to His throne in faith. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Yes, God gives us the privilege to come before His throne in heaven through prayer. You can trust God to provide all your needs and bless you exceedingly abundantly if you humble yourself in prayer and apply the biblical keys to answered prayer. In the remainder of the program, we'll briefly discuss five keys to answered prayer. Key number one for answered prayer, seek God's will. You've probably heard about selfish prayers or gimme prayers. They focus only on asking God to give me what I want. God wants what is best for us. And yes, you can ask for your needs to be fulfilled, and we should ask. But what is your attitude in asking? Is it to get ahead selfishly in life? Notice the wonderful promise if we seek God's will above our own. 1 John 5 and verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Even our Lord surrendered His will to the Father's will. The night before He was crucified, He prayed, Father, if it is Your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Yours be done. That's Luke 22, verse 41. Remember the model prayer Jesus taught His disciples? We first all address our Father in heaven and honor His name. Then we pray for His kingdom to come to earth. But notice the third request we should make in Matthew 6 and verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, ask that God's will be done here on earth. When you surrender to God's will in your life, you'll experience contentment, comfort, confidence, and peace of mind. One of the Psalms prophesying of the Messiah reveals His attitude, Psalm 40 and verse 8. I delight to do Your will, O my God, and Your law is within my heart. Yes, even the blessing of delight can be a part of seeking God's will. God reveals His will from Genesis to Revelation in your Bible. Read the Bible daily. The more you know His will, the more your prayers will be in harmony with His care and concern for you. Key number one for answered prayer, seek God's will. We'll discuss more of these practical and powerful keys in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. These 12 keys will help you and your family to grow in a more personal relationship with God and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. You can look forward to more of your prayers being answered. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on prayer. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that God wants us to come before His throne in prayer. And we discussed the first of five keys to answered prayer, seek God's will. The second key to answered prayer is claim God's promises. We've mentioned that key several times in previous programs, but it's vital in our loving relationship to God. He reveals His fatherly love throughout the New Testament. But let's look at one example in Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Your Bible emphasizes the keys to answered prayer. Now notice the following verses comparing human love in its limited expression to God's more generous love. Matthew 7, verse 9. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? God promises good things to those who ask Him. The Bible gives us hundreds of precious promises. We mentioned another one of them earlier in the program, Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Study your Bible and search out these exceedingly great and precious promises as the Apostle Peter refers to them in 2 Peter 1, verse 4. The second key to answered prayer is claim God's promises. Key number three to answered prayer, bear your heart. As you strive to draw close to God, you need to share your intimate thoughts and feelings with Him in prayer. Sometimes we don't want to admit to ourselves our guilt and anxieties. Ancient King David was very open in his prayers. Some of his prayers even sound like a complaint. Psalm 13, verse 1, for example. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Then, verse 3. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Share your frustrations and concern with God, but also have the courage to take responsibility for your actions. Admit your failures, your offenses, your mistakes, your wrongful habits, actions, and thoughts. Perhaps you have a problem with uncontrolled anger, drug abuse, gluttony, or sexual lust. In other words, confess your sins. 1 John 1, verse 9 gives us this promise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, God is willing to forgive our sins if we acknowledge them, if we confess them, and if we're willing to change our way of living. Notice the previous verse, 1 John 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. King David admitted his sin of adultery and sending Bathsheba's husband into battle to be killed. This psalm of repentance should resonate with all of us. Psalm 51 and verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. How can we be cleansed from our sin? The Savior of the world, as He's called in John 4, verse 42, shed His blood to pay for our sins. John the Baptist testified of Him, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's in John 1, verse 29. We must be willing to change our behaviors and attitudes. We must be willing to repent and live in harmony with God's law of love and the Ten Commandments. We need to walk in the light of truth. God's Word, the Bible, is truth, as it tells us in John 17, 17. Listen to this promise in 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes, you can be forgiven of your sins. Share your inner thoughts and feelings with God in prayer. Bear your heart. Confess your sins. King David confessed his guilt to God in prayer. Psalm 51 and verse 3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. You may be familiar with the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke 18. The Pharisee was prideful of his religious rituals. But what was the attitude of the tax collector? Luke 18 and verse 13. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And what did Jesus say about the tax collector's attitude? Verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God will bless you as you confess your sins to Him in prayer. When you share your sins, your worries, your frustrations with God, He will give you peace of mind, and you can then grow and learn the way to abundant and successful living. Cry out to Him as King David did in Psalm 51 and verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Key number 3 for answered prayer is bear your heart. We'll continue with more powerful keys in the next part of our program. But first, let me give you another opportunity to request our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. These practical principles can make a dramatic difference in your life and in the life of your family and friends. Let me share with you some of the 12 keys. Forgive others. God often hears the unconverted. Study the Bible and ask God to fashion and mold you. This free booklet covers more vital information than we have time for on this program. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on answered prayer. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
On today's program, we see the encouraging admonition from your Bible to come boldly to the throne of grace. God gives you that powerful privilege to come boldly and humbly to Him in prayer. We've briefly discussed 3 keys to answered prayer. Key number 1, seek God's will. Key number 2, claim God's promises. Key number 3, bear your heart. Key number 4 for answered prayer is follow the model prayer. The model prayer, often called the Lord's Prayer, is found in Matthew 6 and Luke 11. One of Jesus' disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. That's in Luke 11, verse 1. Then Jesus gave an outline of topics for prayer. The very first topic we pray about is the office, power, and the name of our Father in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 9, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Think about God's majesty, glory, power, and nature. He is the creator of the universe, and He's the creator of godly spiritual character in those genuine Christians who obey Him. He fulfills prophecy revealed throughout the Bible. He answers prayers. And remember, as you pray, you have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God. Study your Bible to learn more about your Father in heaven. He is called the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. In Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15, He is called the Father of lights, who is the source of every good gift and every perfect gift. James 1, verse 17. He is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. God is love, as it tells us in 1 John 4, verse 8 and verse 16. As you begin your prayer, honor God's name and think about His throne of grace. I encourage you to read Revelation, the 4th chapter, that describes the glorious throne room of heaven. Jesus gave us this warning in Matthew 6, verse 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Saying the same words over and over again becomes vanity. Jesus wants us to pray from the heart. The prophet Hosea gave this similar warning in Hosea 7, verse 14. They never put their heart into their prayers. That's from the Moffat translation. Human beings will often cry out to God only when they're in trouble. After honoring God's name, first of all in your prayer, the second major topic to pray about is stated in Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come. Why do you want God's kingdom to come? The world is filled with wars, violence, poverty, catastrophic natural disasters, including earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, drought, and volcanoes. God's kingdom will produce a world of sustainable agriculture, rain in due season, prosperity and peace among nations. Pray for God's kingdom to come and look forward to tomorrow's world under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Meditate on each of the topics in the model prayer here in Matthew 6. As you do, you'll be praying according to God's will. And he promises us in 1 John 5, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Key number 4 for answered prayer is, follow the model prayer. We'll discuss the all-important final key to answered prayer in the conclusion of our program. There are wonderful principles of prayer outlined in the inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. We've discussed the key to claim God's promises. God gives us wonderful promises, but he does not tell us when and how he will fulfill those promises. We need to claim God's promises, and we need to persevere in prayer. Dr. Meredith writes in our free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, when you have a really deep desire for something, you should cry out to God day and night, never giving up. God wants us to be persistent. He wants us to walk with him, talk with him, and commune with him continually, day after day in this age, and ultimately throughout eternity. The Apostle Paul instructs us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And that's from page 13 from the booklet. My friends, this booklet will give you the keys to inspire your prayer life and give it excitement to your Bible study and solutions to your daily challenges. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. Request your free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Our Father in heaven encourages you to talk to him and to be heart to heart in your requests. God has given us the powerful privilege of prayer. We've briefly discussed 4 of the 5 keys for answered prayer. Key number 1, seek God's will. Key number 2, claim God's promises. Key number 3, bear your heart. Key number 4, follow the model prayer. Our final key on today's program, key number 5 for answered prayer is pray in Jesus' name. While God tells us to come boldly before his throne of grace, we need to understand that we have a great high priest at the right hand of God in heaven. By whose authority do you pray to God? Notice what Jesus told his disciples. Turn to John 16 in your Bible. Our Lord and Savior gave this instruction in John 16, verse 23. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus the Christ is our great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us, as it tells us in Hebrews 7:25. He gives us the authority to pray to God in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name and authority. Since he's given us that authority, we can pray boldly, as we saw in Hebrews 4, verse 16. We can pray with confidence because Christ, our high priest and Savior, is at his right hand. He sympathizes with our weaknesses. He knows what it's like to suffer. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, as it tells us in Hebrews 4, verse 15. Key number 5 to answered prayer. Pray in Jesus' name. My friends, God wants you to be his begotten son or daughter. He loves you and has demonstrated that love by giving his son to pay for your sins. Most of you know the precious verse or the golden verse of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3, verse 16. My friends, the time is getting short as the world moves headlong toward Armageddon and the Great Tribulation. You need God's protection, guidance, and assurance. Now is the time to seek God with all your heart. Remember Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God in heaven invites you to come to him through the powerful privilege of prayer. Apply these keys to answered prayer, and you'll experience blessings you've never experienced before in your life. And be sure to request our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World, or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to become more dangerous and stressful, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, as well as our guest presenter, Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.